Tell us about this National Florist Directory.
Well, the purpose of the directory was to help transfer orders from one part of the country to the other. There were three companies that helped send flowers from one part of the United States to the other. There was FTD, TDS, and National Florist Directory. National Florist Directory started in 1956 and was 2 years old. The way the services worked, and everyone heard of FTD. See, I have a sister that's ill in the hospital in Chicago, and I want to send flowers. The florist would take the order. She would look in an FTD directory, call the shop in Chicago and say, I have an FTD order. Might be for $10, $15 back in those days. The florist in Chicago would fill the order. And TDS, it would work the same way. They would look in the TDS directory and call a TDS member. National Florist Directory, we listed every florist, whether they bought the directory or not. We would list them with the name, address, and phone number. And so if we sold a directory to a shop that was located in Memphis, Tennessee, and a customer walked in and wanted to send flowers to Chicago, the florist would find the name in our National Florist Directory, call the order to Chicago. Then the florist in Chicago would send the bill to the florist in Memphis. And then a Memphis florist would send the check, and it was all on the honor system. Back in those days, the honor system really did work pretty good, so they didn't have the expense of belonging to a wire service or paying dues monthly. They just bought our directory, which was $15, and they would buy it once a year. We also sold advertising in it. So my job was to travel calling on flower shops to sell the directory and or sell advertising.
FTD, they were the first ones in this type of business. Is that true?
To my knowledge, yes. FTD was the first ones. They're over 100 years old. TDS came along, I think it was in 1932 or 1933, and the National Florist Directory started in 1956.
Who founded the NFD, National Florist Directory?
Mr. Kenneth Short started the National Florist Directory. He had been selling directories to mortuaries. If somebody passed away and they wanted to ship the body back home, he could look in a directory and find the name of a funeral home and correspond with that funeral director. So while he was on the road selling National Funeral Directory, his wife was working in a flower shop. She said, you know, they send a lot more flowers than they do bodies. We really need a National Florist Directory. And so while he was selling the funeral directories, he was collecting data for the florist directory. He would get yellow pages out of phone books while he was traveling. And then he also had copies of the FTD directory and TDS directory. So when he started his directory, he just printed a directory with these names and phone numbers, then hired a salesman and went around and started to sell them. I sold the very first National Florist Directory in quite a few states. The way we'd do it is we'd walk in, say, I'm here to renew your listing with National Florist Directory. And they said, what are you talking about? And we would show them their name in the book and said, you want to continue with your name this way? They either would say yes or they'd say no, and we try to sell them an ad.
You say, do you want to renew? And they asked what you're talking about.
Right. Well, they'd never seen the directory. The way Mr. Short started it was he took all of the listings of FTD, took all of the florists out of the directory of TDS, and all the yellow pages that he had accumulated, and he put a few dummy ads in and printed this directory. Up to that time, nobody had ever seen that directory. But then when we went out starting to sell, prime customers were people that did not belong to FTD or TDS, but it gave them the name of a shop in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, or wherever it was. So we sold a lot because it was needed. And we did put dummy ads in just to get people when we would go back the next year, because this was an annual affair. We'd said, you want to renew your ad? Where we put the dummy ads in a large town, they received quite a few orders, and they said, you know, people called in, said they're listed in the National Florist Directory. I didn't know what it was. We said, I'm glad to get one and buy them. So we wound up, I think, with 13 salesmen selling in the United States. My territory, since I was single, I'd go wherever they wanted me to go. I started selling March 5th, 1958, and was on the road full-time until I became sales manager of Florifax in 1967.
So about 9 years you were on the road.
9 years I was on the road, and I called on every flower shop in 35 states, And I did work one time or another all 50 states and half of the provinces in Canada.
You're getting to be about 25, 6, 7 years old in here, aren't you?
That's right. Well, it was easy to travel. I'd get home 2 weeks out of the year, and the rest of the time I was in a different motel almost every night.
Were you enjoying that?
Well, I enjoyed it at first. Then it got a little old, but the money was good.
What kind of money were you making?
The first year, I think my income was around $7,000, which was not much when you had to pay all your expenses and car and whatever it is. There were times I absolutely didn't have any money. And I was not a very good salesman at that time. But I learned quickly, and the last years, I would be making, I think, $48,000 to $50,000. Back in 1967, that was a lot of money. That was very good.
What kind of cars did you drive?
My first car was the 1949 Studebaker without a spare tire. From the 49 Studebaker, I moved to a 53 Ford. Then my first new car I bought was a 1959 Ford. So it was within a year and a half I had a new car.
What kind of mileage would you put on these cars?
Over the 9 years that I was full-time with National Florist Directory, or Florifax, I averaged 88,000 miles a year. When I bought my new car, my sales immediately went up 25%. When I pull up in front of a shop with a new 59 Ford, they thought more of me, and just when you dress successfully, you are successful in their eyes, and my sales went up a minimum of 25%. Then I decided I wanted a heavier car, and I bought a Cadillac, and I thought, you know, these florists may not like this. But my sales did go up again, and people like doing business with successful people. I wound up trading for a car in Hobbs, New Mexico. I thought I made a great deal because I'd gone to 10 dealerships all over the country trying to trade. And he obviously thought he made a good deal, because after that I'd just call him up in Hobbs, New Mexico and say, this is the condition of my car. Tires are bad, the window's broken, but everything else is perfect. And I took good care of him. So we just traded on the phone every year for, I think, 5-6 years.